Perek Tes, Mesechta Eruvin, he's learned the Lunishmas, Sarel Kebasar of Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Acharin Shal Pesach, I love from Tavshin Ayin. This is learned by Tereshnas HaVeilus, Leilu Nishmosa, Tahei Nishmosa, Tzrura Bitzrera Chaim. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Kol Gagoy Soir, all the roofs are from the city. Rishus Achas is one domain. You're permitted to carry from one roof to the other one, Bilvachel, Lo Yehei, Gagova Yasora. But the condition is that there should not be one roof higher than the other one, more than 10 tefachim, or yinamu chasore, or lower than 10 tefachim. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. V'chachomim emrim, and the chachomim say, kol echad ve'echad, every roof separately, the shuz bifnei atzma, is a separate domain. And if the people of the houses did not make an erev together, then you're not permitted to carry from one roof to the other one. Rav Shimon says, Echad Gagais, whether we're talking about roofs, Echad Chatzedis, or we're talking about yards, Echad Karfifis, or whether we're talking about places that are surrounded with a wall. Even if every one belongs to another person, nevertheless, Rishus Echad, this is one domain, the Kalim Sheshav Subisoichom, as with regards to those vessels that were Shabbos in that place, that you can carry it from one place to the other place. But not to the vessels that were Shabbos in the house, that for them it's not considered one domain, and there you're not allowed to carry from one area to the other one. Says the Bartanura, Kol Gagis Yirishus Achas. Va'afal Pishin Yirim Chalukim Lamato. Though there are separate tenants below, Bilslish Nebne Odom, for two separate people, Mekomokoim, nevertheless, Hagaga is these roofs. She'ein Tashmish and Todder, whose use is not constant, Ein Bem Chalukas Rishus, there is no separation of property. The Kelim Sheshav Subigagzeh, and vessels that were resting on Shabbos on one roof, Mutar Leitzion Lazeh, you're allowed to take it to the other one. Ubavad Sheleihei Gagavei Mechaveri Yud, conditionally that the one roof should not be higher than the other one, 10 Tfachim, Dim Choluk Mehem Begavid Yud, because if it is different than the other one with the height that this is 10 Tfachim or more higher, Osur, then it would be prohibited Letaltel Mimenu Legagin, to carry from him to the other roofs, Gizedo, because we were afraid, Mishum Tel Gavayu Yud V'rochav Dal B'Rishus HaRabim, that one, there might be a heap which is 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide in the public area, which is really a Rishus HaYochid, the Leilaitse Lekatev Olav, so people will come to straighten out their shoulders, carrying what they're carrying on their shoulder on that tail, and that would be carrying from Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yochid, because that tail is Rishus Yochid. Here it's in the Rishus Yochid, but because it's similar and this is 10 Tvachim higher, that's why the Chachamim didn't allow it. The Chachamim disagree and they say that Kol Echad Rishus Le'atzmei, that each one of them is its own domain, its own property, and if the residents below, those who live below, did not make an edev, also the taltul mizalazeh, so it is prohibited to carry from one roof to the other one. Rabbi Shimon comes now, and he is mekel mekulam, says the Bartanura, he's more lenient than everybody. Mekomar, and he says that gagiz v'chatzedes v'karfifes, that these roof and the yards and also the surrounded areas, she'enum yesu mebeiso saim, that are not larger, the surrounded area not more than two so. Since all of these are not a specific designated use and a constant use, Rishus Achas saying there are one domain, you can carry from one to the other without a native. Even if the roofs were higher than 10 or lower, that also be okay. Lastly, Rav Shimon, Iruvei Chatzedes. Rav Shimon does not hold of Iruvei Chatzedes. Elu Vishum Klei Abayis, only for the Kalim that were in the house, not for the Kalim that were on top, as we're going to see. Because he says, the Kalim Shofsu B'Seichom, Kalim Sheshofsu B'Achas Mehen, those Kalim that rested for in one of them, in either the Gag or Chotzer Karviv is Metzir Nesim Zelazeh, you can take him out from under the other. Avol Loili Kelim Shof Subzeh Habayis. But not for vessels that started their Shabbos inside the house. Vevi and the Chotzer. And then he brings him to the yard Alidei She'irvu Bnei HaChotzer through the Erev of the people of the yard. Also Loitziyim L'Chotzer Zu L'Chotzer Acheres. So you're not allowed to take him from one yard to the other one. Im Loitirvu Shtei HaChotzeres Yachad. If these two yards have not made an Erev together. V'Halocha K'Rabbi Shimon. The Halocha is like Rabbi Shimon. Adi Kelim Dat Shavsu. Because according to Rav Shimon, the only reason why we need the Erev is for the Kelim Sheshavsu Lechabayis, but not for the Kelim Sheshavsu in the Chotzer, the Karfi for the or in the Gag. Mishnah Beis Gag Godel Somuch Lekotin, a large roof which is next to a small roof, and the roof has walls around it, and the walls from the large roof was broken out to the small roof. So through the wall there is an opening. So Agodl, the larger roof, since it is remains pieces of wood on both sides, mutter. So you're allowed to carry on him by cotton, and the smaller roof, because according to by this break it is totally broken, asur. Then you're not allowed to carry on him. Chotzer gedoyla, if you have a large yard, shenifritzel ketana, that was broken into a small yard. So again, gedoyla muteres, the large yard you're allowed to carry. Uketana asura, and in the small one you're not allowed to carry. And the reason why you can carry in the large yard, neshikipischo shel gedoyla, because the place which is broken is becomes like a door to the large one. Chotzer shenifritzel shusarabim. A yard which wall of the yard was broken open into the street, into the Rishus Rab public area. Hamachnis metoichol Rishus HaYochid. So one brings in from the yard in the house, or Rishus HaYochid letoichol, from the house to the yard. Chayiv, then he has to bring a korban. It's a violation of the Torah. Div Rav Lezer, that's the opinion of Rav Lezer. Chom Meir, the Chom say, metoichol Rishus Rab. If you carry from the yard into the street, or from the street to the yard, is potter, then you don't have to bring a korban. Mipnei shehi kekarmelis, because the yard is not a rishus hayochid and not a rishus rabim, but a karmelis. Says the Bar Tanura, what happens when the large roof, which is next to the small roof, so hagodl muter, so the larger one is permissible. What does it mean? Lahitzi like clay bayis shomita. He's permitted to take out his house furnishings of shamata, that is by downstairs. And the people from the large roof do not prohibit on the large roof. The legabe godel, of course, relative to the larger roof, hachpirtza pischi, that break becomes a door. Vishori, and is permissible the oisum gifufim, with those standing pieces ha'itfi mekan mekan, that are extra on this side and this side. Umat mekan kimaikir shesoviv hagages, like a fence which is around the roofs. Chashiv estiman, is considered a block. Ukegoyin she'ena pirtzu yisum eser, and for example, it has to be that the break, the breach, is not more than 10 amos. Avol cotton, but the smaller roof also loitzilekleabayis. He's not permitted to take out his vessels, his furnishings of the house, to his roof. The bnei god lasriyale, because the people of the larger one they prohibit him. Shari nifras lebimaluyay, because to him it's broken totally. The same thing is with a yard that was broken into the rishurabim. I meant the case where the large yard is broken into the smaller one. So then, hagdoyla muteres. So the larger one is permissible. Shenishrulam mibshula gifufim, because of the side posts, shenishrulam mekan mekan, that are left on both sides, have ach pirtza kipesach. So then that breach becomes like a door. But vakatana asura, the smaller yard, which is totally broken, shari nifshitsum mimluah, this is totally broken. Says the Bartanur v'davki k'shinifritzo koydim haShabbos. This is specifically when it was broken before Shabbos. Avolim nifritzo, but if it was broken before Shabbos, on Shabbos afila ketana muteres. Even the smaller one would be muter. Shekiv on shuhutro l'miktzas Shabbos, since it was permissible for part of the Shabbos. Koydim shinifritzo, before it broke down, before it breached, hutro l'kula Shabbos, then it's permissible for the entire Shabbos. What is the din with a chotzer that shinifritzo l'shus rabim? Chotzer that broke down into Rishus Rabbim. Shinofa la koisel apein Rishus Rabbim bimilui. That the wall that is faces the public place totally fell down. Or it broke in more than 10 amas, which is like open. Then the halacha is Rabbi Lezer says that if one carries from this yard into his house to Rishus Yochid, or from his house into the yard, to be chayiv. Why the Rishus Rabbim? Because we consider that to be as part of the Rishus Rabbim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lozer. But the Chachamim say that from the yard to the Rishus Rabbim, or from the Rishus Rabbim to the yard, is going to be potter. Avalosur. But it's going to be potter, but it's going to be also the lab Rishus Rabbim. Because that's not considered to be a Rishus Rabbim. And a karmelis. But halachik Chachamim. The halachik is like the Chachamim. Mishnah Gimel, Chotzer shenifritzo l'rishus harabim, a yard that was broken, the wall was broken down into the street. Mishteiru chaser, from two sides. That is, in one corner, a corner wall, part on this side and part on the other side. V'chein bayit shenifritz mishteiru chaser, likewise a house that was broken from two sides. And in a corner also that takes up two sides. Also a street that you took away the board that goes across the koira or the lechi, the side board. They're permitted in the yard in that house and in that street for that Shabbos that it was broken. But for the following Shabbos and that follow, you're not allowed to carry. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi says, "Imotorim leisur Shabbos. If you are permitted to carry for that Shabbos, motorim lasid lovei, then you're permitted to carry all the following Shabbosim. Imasurim lasid lovei. But if you're not allowed to carry in the Shabbosim that follow, asurim leisur Shabbos, you're not allowed to even carry in that Shabbos item." Says the Bar Tanura. Well, the Mishnah says that a yard that was broken to the Shusram on two sides, Mishtei Duchaseo, Meruach Achas, that means from one side, Shetoif Mishtei Duchaseo, that grabs two sides, Kigoin, for example, Shinifritzo Bekeren Zovis, that it was broken in a corner. Afilu Ein Bepirtse Yud Amis, even if in that break there is no, that breach there is no Ten Amis, Hocho Bekeren Zovis, Lechoshiv Kipizcho. Here, when we're talking about a corner, then that's not considered a door. The Pizcho Bekeren Zovis Lav the Inch. People don't make doors in a corner. Or Pirtza Beyesu Meyud, and a breach which is more than 10, Afilu Meruchas Achas, then it would be prohibited even for one side. So the reason we're talking about here two walls is because we're talking it's less than Yud Amis, but this is also considered a breach because you don't put a door there, so even it's less than 10 amas, that's why it says Shnei Ruchusel. So what is the din? And the same thing is, V'chein Bayis Shenifres Beis Ruchusel, a house that was broken in two corners, Shenifres Bekeren Zovis, V'nofal K'tzas Mikusel Zeh, V'Ktzas Mikusel Zeh, it was breached at the corner. So part of this side of the wall and part of the other side of the wall fell. And the roof is not spread and stretched out over the place of the breach. But if the roof is spread out on the place of the breach, then the breach does not prohibit the house that because we say the edge of the beam goes down and closes it up, and we look at it as if it's closed that place. So then we say mutarim leisur Shabbos, for that Shabbos is permissible. Since part of it were permissible, it's okay. But la'osid lovi for the future of Shabbos abo, you're not allowed to. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Just like it prohibits the Shabbos not come, likewise also prohibits that Shabbos. In other words, no, halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. that it's also for all the time. The only time we say that it was part of the Shabbos is mutter, that the whole thing is mutter, ela l'inyan erev, only with regards to an erev. Shadova shehutra the erev mixes Shabbos, something that was permitted through an erev for a part of the Shabbos, v'nel v'vesa Shabbos. Then something is created in that Shabbos, tovar shoyero yushal yodei, his batla erev, something through that the erev should become nullified, a native bottle. The two erev is not bottle, shekiven shehutra mixes Shabbos, since it's permissible part of the Shabbos, hutra kulo. That's permitted the whole Shabbos. Avol mokim shoyu b'mechitzus koyd ma Shabbos, but a place that has walls before Shabbos, v'nifritzu mechitzoyzu b'Shabbos, and the walls were broken, breached on Shabbos, lamrina b'hoyil. We don't say since hutra mitzvah Shabbos, hutra kulo, that's where the whole Shabbos should be permissible. We don't say that. Mishnah Dalad, haboyna liya agabish neboti, one who builds a house over two houses, a top floor above two houses, that one house stands on one side of the street, the other one is on the other side of the street. And likewise, you have bridges that you can go through them. You can carry underneath this house and under the bridge on Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim prohibit, say you're not permitted to carry underneath the bridge or underneath that house. And another thing, another halacha says Rabbi Yehuda, ma'arvim l'mavayam foolish, that a street that you can go through it, so the people can make an erev altogether, they should be allowed to carry from their yards into the street. V'chachamim oisrim, chachamim say you cannot make an erev in a street that is open to go through. It has to be only a mavi she'enim foolish in order to make a non. Closed from three sides in order to make the mavui shitufim mavois to be able to carry the mavui. Says the Bartanur, al gabish nebotim over two houses. Vehem beis sidir rishus rabim. They are on both sides of the rishus rabim. Metalpelin tachas haliyah. You can carry underneath the upper story. The pitikra mekana mekan yeri v'seisa, because the edges of the roof that are on both sides goes down and closes. We look as if it's closed. Even likewise, the bridges that are open, broken through, and they have walls below both sides, so they too. Another thing we have machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ma'arvin l'mavam foolish." Because there are two walls, the Kosovar, Mova Shiesh Leshte Mechitzes Midarai Sav Rishus Yochid. He holds that Minatoir it's Rishus Yochid. Two walls. And therefore, you can make an Eid, Vein Alochi Kerab Yehuda, Alochi is not a Kerab Yehuda, but you need three walls, and then you can make Alochi and Akoira to be Matir the Mavui. This completes the ninth chapter of the Sechta Eid.